Hi everyone, this is Sherry from Adore Them, a parenting website that provides expert advice and resources to help you find the joy in parenting. The article that I'm about to read for you is a part of the Baby's First Year collection. It's titled, How to Best Prepare for Your Baby's First Pediatrician Appointment, and is written by guest contributors at Tranquilomat. By the time your due date arrives, you've become a pro at prenatal doctor visits. And while labor and delivery marks the end of your nearly constant prenatal checkups, now it's baby's turn to frequent the pediatrician for numerous checkups. Between well baby visits and sick appointments, it can feel like you are always in the doctor's office with your little one. To help you sort through these numerous appointments and all the things your MD will be assessing baby for, we've created this thorough article. So read on to learn more about the first pediatrician visits that your baby will experience from birth until they're 3 months old. Preparing for baby's arrival. Even before baby's born, you'll be making arrangements for their health and well-being. You'll be looking for a pediatrician that works best for your family's lifestyle. Consider location, to, from home, work, or daycare, as well as the MD's hours, practices, and policies. At this stage, it's also important to know if your pediatrician has the ability to visit baby while they're still in the hospital, or if they'll first be meeting your newborn in their office after discharge. While it's not at all vital to select a pediatrician that has rights at the hospital or birth center where you are delivering, it is something you'll be asked when you arrive in labor and delivery so that they can properly plan for your baby's medical care during your stay. For example, if your pediatrician does make rounds at the hospital, baby won't be seen by the staff pediatrician, and vice versa. It's important to know that while in the hospital, your baby will receive a lot of monitoring to make sure they are healthy and transitioning well to life outside the womb. Baby's first pediatrician visit in the doctor's office. Your baby will be getting lots of monitoring in the hospital by the nurses and pediatrician to make sure that they're ready to go home. Once baby is discharged from the hospital, you'll need to go back and check in with his or her pediatrician within 2 to 4 days after coming home. If your doctor was able to see baby while in the hospital, this won't be the first time baby is seeing his doctor. But if not, this will be their first meeting. If it is the first meeting, the hospital should have sent over baby's medical records to the office in advance. Before we dive in to what to expect, let's review a few pro tips to ensure this visit goes smoothly. 1. Leave extra time, don't be rushed. Trying to get out of the house with a newborn can take a long time. If you are still new to diapering, feeding, and dressing baby, trying to do all of these activities at once can take an hour or more. Oftentimes, baby isn't on a schedule or can be unpredictable, like needing an emergency diaper change the minute you get him strapped into the car seat, thinking you are finally ready to be on your way. Instead of worrying, plan to leave yourself plenty of time to get ready and make it to the doctor's office. A late morning or early afternoon appointment can help take the pressure off getting out of the house early in the morning with the baby. Don't go alone. Have your partner, family member, or friend come with you. You'll appreciate the extra set of hands, plus many women with stitches, either from a C-section or vaginal delivery, might not be allowed to drive in the first week or two after giving birth. Another benefit to having someone go with you is a backup set of ears and mind to ensure all your questions are answered and you understand everything the pediatrician has told you during the visit. Don't spend too much time in the doctor's waiting area. Often sick children are in the same waiting area, breathing the same air and playing with the same toys as the children that are in for their well visits. When baby is so young and their immune system is still new, it's best not to spend any extra time around those germs. If you arrive at the office really early, just spend some time relaxing out in your car instead of in the waiting area. Be prepared. Especially during your first few visits, baby's pediatrician will want to know a lot about baby's eating and pooping habits. Keep track of all dirty diapers, wet and poopy, as well as baby's feedings. For feedings, noting when baby eats in addition to the amount. In ounces for formula or pump breast milk, or duration, for example, 10 minutes right breast, 5 minutes left breast. All of those things are helpful. Talk to your pediatrician about you. Don't be afraid to share with your pediatrician anything about yourself as it might relate to the baby. For example, if you have cracked or bleeding nipples, it might affect baby's feeding or require a lactation consultant, something your pediatrician is capable of helping you with. Don't forget to meet the rest of the staff. Whether it's a receptionist, the nurse, or another pediatrician in the practice, meeting the whole team, helping to keep your baby healthy, can be a huge asset for new parents. Everyone in the doctor's office plays a role and can help you out if the doctor is busy or you have an urgent question crop up while at home. Relying on these supports can mean the difference between a great experience with your pediatrician and slipping through the cracks and not getting the care your baby needs. Now that we've reviewed how to make the most of your partnership with the pediatrician, let's review some of the specifics you can expect during some of the baby's first visits. First visit. Usually occurring 2 to 4 days after discharge from the hospital, you can expect the doctor to check baby's vital signs, including heart rate, breathing, and temperature, check weight, confirm other measurements, head, circumference, height, etc. And MD will ask about baby's diapers as well. Check on how baby is feeding, check bilirubin levels, do a newborn screen if not done in the hospital, and a hepatitis B vaccination if not done in the hospital. For the 1 month visit, as the name implies, baby will need to see their pediatrician for a checkup around the 1 month old mark. At this visit, you can expect checking vital signs like heart rate, breathing, and temperature, checking baby's growth, like measuring height and weight, assessing any lingering feedings or diaper-related concerns or issues, milestones, checking to make sure baby's development is tracked by important physical, cognitive, emotional, and language-related milestones, second hepatitis B vaccination, tuberculosis test, if the doctor requires, just like for adults, baby will be injected with an inactivated serum and you'll need to monitor their skin for any bumps or swelling, which could indicate a positive test requiring immediate follow-up by your doctor. 2 month visit. In addition to checking baby's vital signs, heart rate, breathing, temperature, growth, like height and weight, and milestones, this well-visited at 2 months of age has the doctor administering several vaccinations. Fortunately, some of these can be administered together, limiting the number of injections your baby needs to get. The vaccines you can expect to be administered include the second hepatitis B vaccine, if not done at 1 month, rotavirus, a common virus that affects the digestive tract, causing nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, the DTaP, which is diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, three different severe illnesses in a single vaccine, HIB, a serious bacteria that can lead to bacterial meningitis or a swelling and infection of the fluid surrounding the brain and spinal cord. Pneumococcal or PCV prevents 13 different types of bacteria that cause pneumonia. And IPV, inactivated polio, a crippling infection that can cause irreversible damage to the brain and spinal cord, causing paralysis. Sick visits. When to call the doctor. While everything we just talked about is a good reference for well baby visits and checkups, there will be times during your baby's first few months where you may need to go to the doctor because you feel something is wrong. We do cover some of those concerns and questions and even those answers in the Baby's First Year collection at adorethem.com. There's a full article called Answers for All of Your Common Newborn Concerns, which we encourage you to check out for more information, as well as a bunch of other great resources. For even more parenting content, check out adorethem.com, where each week we feature a new collection of content around a different parenting topic. These collections include articles, videos, printables, products, and more. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe.